Applications are now available to serve on Seattle's new court-ordered community police commission. This citizen oversight board is part of the city's agreement with the Department of Justice about police reforms. City council members plan to vote today on the commission's setup, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
This is not exactly a new idea. Seattle's created civilian panels in the past to monitor police and propose changes. But City Council member Nick Licata says this one has a key difference.
This one's very specific. This one is basically saying, is the police department conforming to the reforms that are necessary to make our police department more accountable to our citizens?
Another difference with this commission is that it's a mandate from the Department of Justice. The Fed's investigation last year found Seattle police routinely used excessive force, often against minorities and mentally ill people. The city's now entered into a settlement to make some fixes, with the oversight of an independent monitor. The council's Public Safety Committee has drafted legislation about the role of this new commission. They've gotten input from community leaders. One of the main questions that's come up is whether this task force will have any direct say in the reforms.
Well, it depends on the definition of direct say. They will certainly be monitoring the police department, and for that matter, they will review the reports and the recommendations of the monitor, and they have the ability to issue their own reports. So they will be a very public figure, and they will have access to all the information. So in that sense, yes, they will definitely have a say.
Licata also wants the commission to be able to address the federal court directly about Seattle's compliance with the settlement, but that's up to the judge. Seattle officials are still figuring out staff support for the citizen commission and whether the volunteer members will earn a stipend. The deadline to apply is November 1st. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.